Brothers and sisters, this morning, Holy Mother Church presents before us another great saint, another one of those now 36 doctors or teachers of the faith, Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. It is said about Bernard, who lived in the 12th century, that he literally carried the 12th century on his shoulders because of his brilliant writing, his ardent preaching, his reform of religious life, the counsel that he gave, and many came to him. He was a Cistercian abbot, a religious monk in the line of the Benedictines. But what was it about him that was so appealing? They said that as he was quickly proclaimed a doctor after his death, that they called him, they'd often give the doctors names. So St. Thomas Aquinas is the angelic doctor, for example, because his words were enlightened with the brilliance of the angels. St. Bernard was called the mellifluous doctor, which means the honey-sweet doctor. Why? They feel that all of his words had such impact, and when you read them, if you haven't had a chance, please do. Pick up something from Bernard of Clairvaux. It is honey-sweet. It's the effect that I think we receive when we read the Gospel of John. There's a real sweetness, and it stirs the heart in such a beautiful way. It draws the heart to God, that he was called the honey-sweet doctor. But he didn't start out that way. He was quite firm early on in his life. Zealous always, but a little bit firm in his discipline of his brothers as those were gathering around him. He was an abbot. He had a lot of control power. He was a little bit too firm, and he was softened by God's love. Never wavered on doctrine, never wavered on what he knew he stood for, but had developed a beautiful sweetness in his heart. And remember, they say that honey attracts a lot more bees than vinegar. He was firm in his zeal and in his doctrine. He knew what the church taught, and the Lord allowed him to develop a real sweetness. And that made him the honey-sweet doctor, one of 36 doctors, and the one who carried the 12th century on his shoulders with his reform. He leaves us with these beautiful words this morning from the Office of Readings that many of us are reading throughout the world today, including the Holy Father would have read these words this morning. When God loves, says St. Bernard of Clairvaux, all he desires is to be loved in return. The sole purpose of God's love, is to be loved in the knowledge that those who love him are made happy by that love of him. St. Bernard saw God pouring his love into our hearts and wanting it in return. Why? Not because he needs the love, but because we are made happy when we love God. May both things happen to us in a special way today. First, receiving the Father's love, the love of Jesus Christ, the Son, the love and power of the Holy Spirit, and happily returning it, for that is what our hearts desire, to be loved, and in a special way to return our love to our Heavenly Father, and we do that here at this Holy Mass. God bless you.